Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Pete Lee going to phone the program later this morning, later this week. T.J. Miller, who just sent us a bunch of his hot sauce, right?
Yeah, he's got his own hot sauce line, and I got...
Can you actually say the name of the hottest one?
No,
it has a swear word in it, right?
No, you can't.
Let me grab the bottle. Hold on.
Don't add the swear word, obviously. We're going to try it on Friday when he wants us to try the hot sauce live while he's on the phone with us.
So remember to bring...
I ain't doing the ghost pepper one.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is I assume this is the hottest one.
Yeah, because it's called what?
The effing intense ghost pepper type S hot sauce.
And F and S are spelled out, right?
Yeah. Cool. And there's a long description in very, very small type on this bottle that includes many, many more swear words.
Love TJ. So yeah, we'll be talking to him on Friday, somebody in between there. Probably Dr. Mina sometime.
Richard Kind on Friday.
Oh, that's Richard Kind.
And Hippie Man tomorrow.
Hippie Man, okay. And Doc, if she can get off the texting, if she can stop hammering us on the text and just call us and yell at us, she can do that tomorrow probably. I saw that we got one of our cubicle listeners or whatever. I guess cubicles are gone now.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, let's just say worldwide listeners on,
a streamer.
Podcaster in Philadelphia, where Dr. Mina lives, sent us an article. Because most states are losing their ass with tax money right now because of the shutdown. Pennsylvania being one. Their shutdown's even worse than ours. Because it was the East Coast, more cases. Even Republican senators are saying, legalizing recreational sounds like a pretty good idea.
We need to get some kind of cash
right.
Going here.
We could be the last state. This is a national referendum. As long as you're people voting in like rickets, we could be the last state to get started.
I still contend it's Utah.
Well, I think we'll be 49 then.
Yeah.
You don't you think? Or 47.
Strong possibility.
Or 47.
Yeah,
know.
High 40s at the very least.
Yeah, I don't think Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, any of those are getting on board soon.
No.
North Dakota actually came close.
To recreational. I mean, I'm not talking about medical. Make it recreational. Medical comes with that, so let's just do it for everybody.
The Deep South seems like they might resist a little too.
Yep. Your money, though. Yeah. The article he sent us, too, I didn't get a chance to read it, lists what states lose in revenue. Millions.
Your SEC Millions. Bible Belt country seems like they would probably dig their heels
I'm telling you, man, Iowa's got to legalize recreational to piss off Nebraska. That'd be great.
Well, there is no what you'd call a red state that has legal marijuana.
Legal recreational?
Recreational.
Yeah, what you call a red state.
All of those would be considered blue states.
Right. Well.
Well, Alaska. I think Alaska has legal recreational, don't they? I should know this.
Yeah, you should.
Couple of notes for our Deadpool players. Henry Kissinger.
Man, still kicking.
Sumner Redstone.
Yeah, he's a
media mogul.
Yeah, he's old.
Owning his family owns a majority interest in CBS, Viacom, MTV, BET, Paramount Pictures. He's been around for a while. We know his name.
Are they both 100?
He made, no, they are not 100.
Okay.
He made news. He tends to make news sometimes with women much younger than himself.
If your name's Sumner, you're old as hell.
Right.
Yeah. That's straight out of the Civil War, that
Sumner
name.
Sumner is 97.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both 97.
Oh, okay.
So a note for our Deadpool players. Henry Kissinger, Sumner Redstone, both 97.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Hang on for another 6 months, boys.
I got to remember that.
Who has them on now? How many people pick those people now in the Deadpool?
Not enough.
Not enough, yeah.
Certainly not Sumner Redstone.
No.
Anybody have that Richard Hurd, I think, is his name?
Oh, yeah. Yes, two players have him.
He's been in a ton of episodic TV. Yeah. Seinfeld, most famously.
He was also
he was only in 11 episodes of that.
But he was in charge of, he was the ship captain in some sci-fi series.
It was a Star Trek, I think.
It was one of the Star Treks, yeah.
Yeah, he had roles on Star Trek, Next Generation, Voyager, Renegades, as well as the OC, NYPD, Blue, ER.
Yeah, I've seen the guy for years.
Yeah, he goes way back.
Two people had him?
Yeah, Richard Hurd was 87.
His name was Dick Hurd?
Yeah. He was on several episodes of Matlock.
Dick Hurd.
Yeah.
He was in Get Out recently.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's in that?
Okay.
Who is he in that? Just one of the guys that buys a slave, buys a black guy?
One of the oppressive white people.
God, it's a great movie.
Yeah. Trolling for Toes had Richard Hurd.
Yeah.
And Mike's Goddamn Bike.
And that's it.
Yeah.
We got an email yesterday from Channing. He says he's not the
rectal ranger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Channing says he's not the rectal ranger, but he's not Channing.
Is he
Channing the rectal ranger?
This is the Channing, but Channing will tell you he's not a rectal ranger.
Okay, but it's Channing the rectal ranger saying he's not a rectal ranger.
He is the Channing in question. Yes.
Yeah, but his buddy will tell you otherwise.
Right. There seems to be some disagreement on his status as a rectal ranger or not.
Is he a ranger?
He says, just catching up on the podcast. I was listening to 9.5 Toad Luke saying he was proud of his people at the barbershop following the COVID protocols. He went golfing. I'll leave the place out of this guy lives in Omaha, but I'll leave the golf course out of the email. I went golfing, and holy F, Whitey is not on board. The only mask I've seen here are on the bartenders and the wait staff. Of those people, half of them just had the mask underneath their chin. What? By the way, that's just stupid. I mean, just
right, you got
the
mask just underneath your nose.
I understand it slides over your nose sometimes. It does, but put it back up. But no, the chin thing doesn't do
over
anything.
Over the nose, under the chin. Gotta do both.
The clubhouse was a complete party.
The chin strap will not stop the virus.
Zero social distancing or F's given. Also, Wichita Knicks, two holes are open and available. Love the show. Channing, no farm, no rectal ranger. Thank you, Channing. I think Wichita Nick is originally from Wichita. Might live in Omaha now, I'm not sure. Oh, he lives down there and they're still buds and keep in touch. I'm not really sure.
I love being the conduit for their talking.
I know. I like it too. Yeah.
I don't know why. That entertains me.
I'm glad I remembered he called it.
Oh, I think they enjoy us being the middleman too.
Yeah, I like that too.
Well, it seems like you're really committed if that's the way you're
going to talk.
And
they both had hits recently. Channing, the director, Rainlow, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They love being part of the show. Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to just text your buddy and tell him he sucks. It takes a lot of work to go through that many steps.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get a hit on the Deadpool.
Yeah.
To get the guy's name, yeah.
So the guy I was talking about yesterday, who used the social media correctly, when he lost his tackle box, fell out of his truck, he got a hold of me last night and said, that was very cool that you talked about me.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, I really didn't help you. It was Facebook and your Facebook friends that helped you find it.
Right.
But he showed me a picture of this tackle box, and it's like as big as a cooler.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, like thousands of dollars worth of lures in it.
Oh.
Did it have notes from his gay cowboy lover in there?
No,
his wife.
No, not that I know of.
that's what the tackle box is for, you know. You got to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And oh, we got this, too.
Broke back.
Because we were talking about this yesterday. If you've ever seen anybody you know in a porn. And Seth says, I messaged before I saw my significant other in an amateur porn on YouPorn.
I don't remember this.
So I'm curious, did he type in her name or was it just completely
totally random.
Random?
Totally random, I bet.
Him. He's a gay fella.
Oh, well, that negates my next comment of send us the link.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But he says I can send pics.
We know what that looks like.
I can send pics to puss.
I'm good.
Would it kill you to watch a little gay porn?
It doesn't.
Got a guy who's a trash guy checking in, too.
Oh, Jorge says, ask your local trash can. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, and just how much more food. That's not a very good sentence.
No.
I think it means your trash man. and just how much more food.
I think maybe you could actually just ask the trash can. Too.
I suppose.
Maybe he's just being clever that way.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Talk to your trash can.
Like trash cans can talk.
Exactly.
Just how much more food waste is going on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And his Deadpool name is, Craig, Todd?
Jim Sucks, Play Rock Candy. I didn't know if you had that ready or not.
I did. I didn't look at the email. Yeah. Rock Candy for Jim Sucks, Play Rock Candy. Otherwise, Borat. Yeah. Yeah. Rock Candy rocks, and yes, Jim does suck. All right. Good to know.
They're just facts.
By the way, you want to get a hold of us, email is the best way, probably. And that's, what's that email?
TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com.
If you got gay video, you can call Puss.
Did you see the one I just forwarded you, Todd, from the lady who was teaching her son to drive?
Oh, yeah, here's Lydia. Just getting caught up on the podcast, heard the story about the girl driving the car into the lake.
Yeah.
When my youngest was learning to drive, he was pulling the car into the garage, hit the gas instead of the brake. Demolished the garage fridge. Fortunately, nothing else was damaged, but I bet Todd's garage fridge and my old one could swap stories.
They could do the abused fridge club online, whine to each other. And your other fridge, you're afraid to ask what happened.
I got hit by a car.
He
shot me.
He's going to tell the story again. The other fridge just walk out of the room.
I was teaching one of our babysitters to drive. I had a truck at the time that had manual transmission.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove around the church parking lot for a little bit, and then I told her to drive home, and she hit the clutch instead of the brake, and there was a space between the two garage doors, just blasted into that.
Hit the house.
Hurt my truck a little bit, hurt the house a lot more.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
That was the worst story ever that started with, I was teaching the babysitter.
I knew where he was going with that, but I was hoping, I thought it was something that could have been better, right?
Yeah. No payoff whatsoever.
Teach her how to do this.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hand sanitizer is apparently poisoning children. Washington State says that they have seen a 52% increase in calls about accidental exposure. Officials say kids might be licking it on their hands, getting it into their eyes, or even ingesting it straight from the bottle. The state is also dealing with adults misusing household cleaners, as reports of people inhaling toxic gases from mixing cleaning products together
that's
or breathing
dangerous.
In bleach yeah, after trying to sanitize their mask.
Yeah, that's... That could be dangerous, mixing different kinds of home cleaning supplies. You can die.
Very few people want that.
Very few people want that.
You got to take those Walter White and Jesse Pinkman precautions.
That's right.
Get your gas mask on if you're going to do some chemistry.
Right.
Yeah.
NHL ready to go, but they're not saying when quite yet.
They haven't picked the hub cities yet either. There's two of them.
They say they're going to resume with an expanded 24-team tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. Two hub cities, no fans. Players can begin working out in early June. Team practices begin in early July, and then they're going to figure out when the games start, looking into things.
Baseball's players are not happy. Well, the rich players ain't happy. Puss mentioned what they want. Go ahead, Puss. Give them a quick synopsis of that.
The proposal I saw yesterday was that the league was saying – So instead 82, of
82 games, it'd be
basically. Instead of we're going to play half a season, you get half your pay. The guys who are making $25, $30, $35 million a year would take more of a pay cut than the guys at the end of the roster making league minimum.
Yeah, minimum is about $500,000.
About $500,000 was league minimum. So, but that was their proposal: is hey, you're making more. Why don't you take more of a cut instead of making right. the guy at the end of the roster.
Sounds like something the Players Association won't go for.
The highest paid players yeah. would get less than 40% of their full season salaries. For instance, a player scheduled to make $35 million would make $7.8 million, but a player scheduled to make $10 million would make $2.9 million, kind of a sliding scale.
Not a lot of guys making $35 million a year. That's rarefied air there.
Exactly. That's why they're taking a bigger pay cut.
That's Mike Trout and a few other superstars.
That's why they're taking a big pay cut. Now, players earning $1 million would get $434,000. 65% of all Major League players make less than $1 million a season.
Most of them do. The problem with it is I understand – the owners are the argument against players taking cuts is the owners are rich and they're always going to be rich. Players have a finite amount of time to play baseball. I totally understand that argument. The problem is the public never buys it. They don't care because all they see is millionaires not wanting to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
And wrong or right, that's the way the public's always going to be. No matter what ESPN says to the public about, well, what about, you know, it's just we just see money. The general public just sees a lot of money and people say nah. And if the players don't play baseball this year, the players will be blamed by the majority of the people, right or wrong. That's the fact.
And I do agree. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that everybody's going to make less money.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I mean,
I'm with you, but they do. They do. They argue with that even. They don't want to make less money at all.
If there's no fans,
because the dangers.
Those,
yeah, right. But the fans never sympathize with millionaires and billionaires.
They never do.
Never will.
But they.
Well,
if you're sympathizing with
either side here,
they side with the billionaires over the millionaires. They'll side with the owners because they'll say, why aren't you playing baseball? Wish I could play baseball for $600,000 a year.
I'd play for free.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
That's what's that's the minor leagues. Yeah. They play for free.
Exactly. I just think that if hockey worked it out and the NBA probably will work it out. I did see a story yesterday.
I'm sure all the behind-the-scenes guys would have to take a cut, too.
Well, it's only 82 games. I mean, if you're a broadcaster for one of your teams, say you're a hometown broadcaster, you're doing 82 games instead of 162. You know, I watch a lot of
pirate
baseball.
There are approximately 500 employees on every Major League Baseball team.
Well, then they're going to get cut because they're not going to be at home anymore. You know,
that's front office, right. That's scouts. I'm sure that includes people in the minor league system.
But this is baseball going to be in their own stadiums?
I think that's been part of the proposals.
Yeah, they'd actually go out now.
Unless there are local orders that would prevent that, yes, they would
now,
be.
Now, I saw that one of the first...
They figured out it's 120 degrees in July in Arizona and said, maybe we won't play there full time.
I think so, yeah.
For which sport?
Baseball.
Yeah, they think about just going to... Because I haven't heard any more about hub cities for baseball. I've heard just baseball would be... You'd play your schedule. You'd fly places with that, you know... Not obviously not in general.
Yeah, but
public.
They were throwing out, let's play in Arizona.
They were. That was a while back. That was like 2 months ago.
There was also a proposal of like three regionalized. Yeah. There was no AL-NL. It was like three 10-team regional groups. So you'd stay closer to home. You'd do less traveling.
They're learning every day. But
so they'd restructure everything.
Yeah, just for this year.
It doesn't sound like they're going to do that at all. That's not like they're just going to play 82 games and you're going to play some sort of regular schedule. Probably your local team's closer, though. Now, I did see... Iowa State football came out, and their college came out, and said they're going to put 30,000 people in that stadium and no more. They got 22,000 season tickets.
Is there a time when they struggled to get 30,000 people into that stadium?
They get good crowds now. Yeah, they got a better program down the street.
Oh yeah,
Iowa State's a good football program.
Much better now, much improved.
Yeah, somebody.
But they say 30,000, and some of the colleges are talking about that. Just less people in the stands, but put people in the stands. Man, that's going to piss off. I don't care because I go to very many college games in person. I was going to go down to Lincoln and see Penn State this year, but if they only allow 30,000 in Lincoln.
But there are some programs where the program will go, well, we're only 30,000, and then the fans will go, I will see you and raise you. We'll only show up 20,000.
Right, right. Well, I'm just saying that, yeah. Depending on how big the school is, it could be less than 30,000. It could be 15,000 or 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. But that means the sellout streak is gone.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
No. Just yesterday we heard that
You're going to phony that up again?
That is intact. We heard yesterday.
You're going to phony that up again?
Yeah, that's for real.
Just move on.
That's all we got.
Start again. Start with game one in a year.
No. I read a piece yesterday.
Nobody's buying that crap.
And maybe you can check into this, Craig.
Blow smoke up your own ass if you want.
Saw it on CNN's fake news website. Mm. But somewhere in Japan, they're developing an app where you can just cheer from home. And I don't know if they would install speakers in the seats or what they would do on the stadium end.
Right.
But you can press a boo, a cheer, a Blakeman sucks. you'd have those options on that app.
We gotta get a hold of
Cliff. You suck, Blakeman.
Just to provide a little noise inside the stadium.
I did read another article too yesterday that Craig was talking about. He says some coaches come out and say, fake noise is still just fake noise. It's not gonna. Nobody's gonna.
Yeah,
buy
I'm
it.
Sure that you could tell the
nobody's
difference.
Nobody's gonna buy it.
If you're in the stands, you can tell.
That's why I think you put
artificial noise.
You put 30,000 people in there and have them cheer. Might be a little less, but it's still 30,000 people.
Although they pump in artificial noise at practice, to simulate game conditions,
and they know that it's not a crowd.
Yeah, but it's still noise.
It is.
They're leaning towards putting people in the crowd, though. That's what I'm trying to say about football. We're going to see people in the crowd. I think the Steelers came out too. Came out recently, said they're holding back tickets to single day tickets to half. Right.
They held half the tickets back just as a precaution.
So they're basically saying, yeah, we're going to play probably with fans, but we're going to play. Well, the whole NFL would have to be on the same page with half the fans in the crowd,
and the other half in the parking lot.
pissed off they can't get in. Yeah. Who knows? They're learning stuff every day. Trying to be positive. And
I just think there's a potential for a big revolt there.
Oh, especially college.
Your constitutional right to go to a college football game.
You can't get in, man. No
being
ticket.
Denied.
I still think 3 months from now might as well be a lifetime.
I think so, too.
The way we're going. I mean, we
could be back inside because we're not doing what we're right there.
Things could change drastically in 3 months.
Learning new stuff every day.
For the better or the worse.
We get old. Our buddy Brett from Red Zone there. How much are tickets going to go for if they're down to 30,000 per stadium?
Oh, yeah.
On the secondary market?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who are the Huskers playing? Obviously somebody crappy right away like the L teams do. I can't get the list there, but $8,000 for 50-yard seats. Yeah, some directional school. I don't know, man. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.